has already been said, good evening to everyone. It's great being with you here again on a Wednesday night. I'd like to take a little bit of time this evening to talk about a particular story in the Bible and some thoughts that have been going through my head about it. But where I kind of got to this point was we have a running joke at work. It's more of an inside joke, so y'all might not find it funny. But at some point in the day, for some reason, I'll say, man, it's been a long day. I needed a nap. And usually that's by about like 8:30. That it just seems, and it kind of ties to usually when the first fire has been put out of the day. You'd think for being in the equipment industry, there's not a lot of fires, but sometimes stuff actually does catch on fire. So it's just one of those things that we all jokingly say that everybody kind of waits for when I'm going to say I'm going to need a nap. But going along that, and if you would bear with me when we get there, I'd like to read you guys a story real quick, and it's going to be actually in 1 Kings chapter 19 if you want to follow along in your own Bible. But like I said, I'd like to read this to you and then share some thoughts of encouragement as well as invitation as we close out this evening. But picking up in verse 1. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so may the gods do to me and more so, if by about this time tomorrow I do not make your life the life of one of them. And he was afraid and got up and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked for himself to die and said, enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's. Then he lay down and fell asleep under a broom tree. But behold, there was an angel touching him, and he said to him, arise, eat. And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a round loaf of bread baked on hot coals and a pitcher of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too long for you. So he arose, ate, and drank, and he journeyed in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Then he came there to a cave and spent the night there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of armies, for the sons of Israel have abandoned your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they have sought to take my life. So he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great powerful wind was tearing out of the mountains and breaking the rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak, and he went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Then he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of armies, for the sons of Israel have abandoned your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword. And I alone am left, and they have sought to take my life. The Lord said to him, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you have arrived, you shall anoint Hazael king over Aram. You shall anoint Jehu the son of Nimshi king over Israel, and you shall anoint Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah as prophet in your place. And it shall come about that the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Now, I could stop here and tell you that the solution to all of our problems is to take a nap and to have a snack, and that'll fix things. But unfortunately, that's not the solution. But for me, with the true beauty to Elijah's story isn't where we're at here, but where we actually end up in 2 Kings chapter 2. So we'll fast forward in the story, picking back up in 2 Kings chapter 2. Now it came about when the Lord was about to bring Elijah up by a whirlwind to heaven, that Elijah left Gilgal with Elisha. And Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, as surely as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Then the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel went out to Elisha and said to him, are you aware that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, yes, I am aware. Say nothing about it. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. Then the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho approached Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Say nothing about it." And Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. And from here we see Elijah being taken up. And for me, the beauty of this story is that when you look at where Elijah was when he was at the mountain of God and he was feeling alone, he felt like there wasn't a point to continue to living. When we get to the end of his life, he's got someone there who won't leave him, somebody who sticks with him despite his own attempts to get him to stay behind, to leave him. He has someone there who's not going to leave him. And so for me, I really see the ability for us to take from this story the fact that at times in our lives, we're either more like Elijah or we're more like Elisha. We're like Elijah that we feel alone. It can be called depression, anxiety. We'll say that it's you're feeling like you're at the end of your rope, feeling like you can't go any further. But at some point, we all find ourselves in that position. And it's an unfortunate thing, but we do find ourselves. Or we find ourselves on the flip side of that, being strong enough to help bear someone else's burden so that they can continue in their walk. And I'll ask you this in closing tonight, but who do you feel like right now at this moment? Do you feel like Elijah, or do you feel like Elisha? Regardless of how you're feeling this evening, we have an opportunity to be Elishas in each other's lives, that if there's those who are here who are struggling, people who are needing the prayers, we're here for you. If there are those who are looking to begin their walk with God and looking for that brother like Elisha to have to walk beside you, we're here for you. And so at this time, we offer the invitation. If there's anyone who has a need, please come forward now as we stand and sing.